From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says its successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile proves it can carry a large nuclear warhead. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday confirmed Pyongyang test launched an ICBM. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it represents a new escalation of threat to the U.S. and called for global action to halt it. The Hwasong-14 flew less than 40 minutes, gaining an altitude of more than 2,800 kilometers at a distance of more than 900. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Brennett said it's not now a direct threat to the U.S. mainland.
We do have to remember, though, that this missile only had about a 6,500-kilometer range from what people are estimating, which would allow them to reach parts of Alaska, but certainly not to either Hawaii or the continental United States. So they've still got a ways to go before they really have a threat to the United States other than in Alaska.
The UN Security Council, which approved resolutions prohibiting the North's missile and nuclear programs, is to hold an emergency meeting on the latest missile test later Wednesday. The UN Children's Agency Tuesday said a cholera outbreak in South Sudan has now spread to 9 states. Christoph Bulirak said over 1 million malnourished children are at risk.
The current outbreak in South Sudan has spread to 23 counties across 9 states. It's clearly an additional threat on children in a country where 1.1 million children are malnourished and almost 290,000 children suffer severe acute malnutrition.
He said they're 9 times more likely to contract the disease. UNICEF said nearly 7,000 cases have been recorded this year, including 174 fatalities. This is VOA News. Qatar's foreign minister has dismissed a list of demands by 4 countries demanding it cease supporting terrorism. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani said the demands by Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt amount to Qatar giving up its sovereignty.
We have been saying several times any set of grievances or demands should be realistic and actionable. And what we have seen that the list is unrealistic and it cannot be actioned. And it's not talking about terrorism. Mainly, it's talking about shutting the freedom of speech.
Qatar has denied supporting terrorism, calling the charge baseless. The 4 boycotting countries are to meet Wednesday in Cairo to discuss the dispute. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in the midst of a 3-day state visit to Israel, the first by an Indian leader. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was effusive in his praise of India's culture and democracy, suggesting the 2 countries are kindred spirits.
Although we are unequal in size, we're equal in spirit. We believe we can accomplish great things. We have accomplished great things. And we have many, many more opportunities to seize together in the future. But I have to say that we also face common challenges. And the first of it is to defeat the forces of terror that rampage through the world and threaten both our countries.
Mr. Modi has no plans to meet Palestinian officials during his trip, although he did meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New Delhi in May. A boiler explosion at a Bangladesh garment plant near the capital Dhaka late Monday killed at least 10 people and injured dozens of others. The country's garment industry is one of the biggest in the world, generating almost all of Bangladesh's export earnings. The collapse of a factory building back in 2013 took more than 1,100 lives. A 2012 fire killed more than 100 garment workers. A French-based rights group released a report Tuesday saying Hutu authorities in Burundi have intensified an ethnically driven purge of the army. The International Federation for Human Rights said hundreds of Tutsi soldiers have been murdered, disappeared, or detained. Others have deserted. It now described the army as a highly politicized body. At least 5 people were killed, 100 injured, following a gas pipeline explosion in northeast China, the second deadly incident of its kind this week. The blast occurred midday Tuesday in Songyang City in Jilin Province. 14 are said to be in serious condition. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe Tuesday unveiled a plan of cut taxes and spending aimed at boosting investment following a massive presidential and legislative electoral victory by President Emmanuel Macron. Philippe said the French people are hooked on public spending. That won't solve the country's problems. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.